Live from KQED News, I'm Tara Seiler. Over 3 million households around California use CalFresh, sometimes still known as food stamps. But starting this weekend, those households will see their food benefits drop sharply. KQED's Carly Severin has the details.
During the pandemic, folks on CalFresh have been receiving extra funds called emergency allotments, at least $95 per month. Those extra benefits have now been cut by Congress, meaning that as of April 1st, CalFresh benefits will return to their pre-pandemic levels, and that extra payment will no longer appear on a person's EBT card. The lowest CalFresh benefit someone can get is once again $23 per month. The state's official advice for CalFresh users now finding it difficult to secure food for their household is to visit their local food bank. You can find a list of alternative sources for food assistance at kqed.org/CalFresh. I'm Carly Severin, KQED News.
Attorney General Rob Bonta is leading a coalition that wants to make it easier for LGBTQ people to donate blood and plasma. Current federal policy advises against allowing gay and bisexual men to donate blood within 3 months of sexual contact, even if that sexual activity isn't considered high risk. The coalition of attorneys general in more than 20 states is supporting a proposed change by the Biden administration that would instead recommend evaluating risk for all donors, regardless of their gender or sexual orientation. In a statement today, Bonta called the current donation policy outdated, saying it's a holdover from the country's shameful and bigoted past. I'm Tara Seiler. There's more news at kqed.org.